working group that was set up before this issue. It was actually set up following an attack on a child in Wexford. So it's dealing with all restricted breeds, but obviously American Bunnies are high on the list. So it's looking at restricted breeds in general and whether certain breeds, such as the XL Bunny, should be banned. Given the number of instances, particularly in the UK, where dogs have turned on their own owners in their house, I think at this stage a ban is looking more likely to come into place here.
Do you feel that a ban would be effective in preventing an incident like this happening again?
It's like any ban, it would depend on the logistics behind it and on the legislation. I know in the UK there are issues with people challenging breed descriptions, so the legislation backing up a ban would be important. But you are going to get challenges to it, so how the breeds are defined will be important in trying to enforce any ban.
Do you understand the concerns of owners of these dogs in terms of a ban, like what it'll mean for their animals and what it'll mean for the relationship with the dogs?
Of course we do. I mean, in a lot of cases, these dogs are family pets. I think that the concern, though, is that, particularly with XL Bullies, that they've actually turned on their owners within their own houses where they should be in a settled condition. You would expect them not to be upset or anything about it. So I think that there is a bigger concern with XL Bullies, and that the public safety issue has to maybe take precedence over everything at this stage.